Bob Boylan, there are many things that make us different in this world, but there's one that I often think about that really separates the two of us.
What you got?
You're someone who says yes,
I do,
and I am someone who
yes.
says no.
True.
I have spent a lifetime honing and perfecting my ability to say no to just about anything that comes my way, and you are someone who says yes to just about everything that comes your way. How's that working out for you?
I think pretty good. What do you think?
You're not my role model for most things, but you seem like you're having a good time.
I got a pretty good job.
All of which is to say that the song I'm going to kick us off with is special for you.
Yeah.
I'm picturing you in the office like a band, like a marching band leader, you know, like just marching down the hall with your baton, and one by one, people from their cubicles are spilling out into the halls, following you around the office as you're saying, "Yay, yes!"
I love that.
It's your mantra. It's a band called Afternoons. Have you heard of these guys? This is a band from Los Angeles. They've been around for a few years now, but they're new to me. You know, it's just one of those big sprawling groups that makes these big joyful sing-along songs, just like the one you heard.
I'm there.
And they got their start, some of the members of the band Afternoons got their start in a collective in Los Angeles called The Ship that has other bands in it like Early Mart, Silver Sun Pickups, yeah. Radar Brothers, yeah. And anyway, the song Say Yes actually came out a few years ago, but the band Afternoons got sidetracked for a number of reasons, and they're only now putting out their debut full length that'll have this song on it. The record's called Say Yes. It's out October 21st.
It's a great philosophy in life, I'd say.
Yeah. Since I've known you, I've tried to say yes a few more times. I just don't want to end up saying yes to something and then, you know, someone's wearing my face like a hat.
So here's the thing. You have to learn to say no. Right? In life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But say yes is a great philosophy.
Yeah. More tends to happen when you say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say yes to the next song that you're going to play.
Awesome. I went to Nashville. I just got back from Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to Nashville. Everybody I said that to in Nashville went, "You've never been
to Nashville?"
Right? And so there I was. You know, Americana Music Festival was there. It's not my bailiwick. Americana Music, I like in doses that are kind of smaller than bigger, right? But I thought, this is it. This is my chance to go.
Right,
I've heard great things about Nashville and it, and all were true. It's a great growing town. It's not just about country music.
I hear they have a real music scene there.
Yeah, and but it's not just the music scene that you would think. I mean, you know, of course, the Brotherhood are there. There's so much good music there. And I saw one of the very first things I saw when I was in Nashville, because I went to the Americana Music Awards, Loretta Lynn.
Oh, wow.
Right. So, I mean, it could have gone home after that. Valerie June was there. Robert Plant was singing with Patty Griffin, the Mill Carton Kids. I saw Sturgill Simpson play later in the evening, a whole set at a new place called the City Winery that was quite wonderful. He was quite wonderful,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Then I saw this. I went to Third Man Records.
Jack White's
record shop, which also is a music venue. I don't know the exact capacity, but say it's about 300 people or less, probably less. And it is one of the most beautifully detailed, incredibly sounding, as you would imagine, places. Saw this act that I'm not going to play now because they don't have any recordings. They've never recorded. But
Forget everything I just told you.
they're called Madison Ward and Mama Bear. It's a mother and son duo. She's probably, I'm going to guess 70. I hope I don't hit that wrong, but I'm going to say she's probably 70, plays acoustic guitar. And he's got this golden voice. They were recording, I think, that night for some demos that they're going to put out and then hopefully get signed. That was one of the better things I saw. I saw Joe Henry. I'm just running through some stuff.
I saw him. He was one of the presenters.
Yeah, he was pretty great. Hayes Carl was amazing. Josh Ritter had a bunch of new songs. Anthony D'Amato, who we put on our show and saw a solo set of his. The last act I saw was this artist, Caroline Rose, and I thought she was terrific. It was sort of a mix of rockabilly and a bit of country, but she just had this personality that burst at the seams, and I'd like to play a song from her. She's got a record out called I Will Not Be Afraid. Scott Simon did an interview and a piece with her back this summer on Weekend Edition Saturday at NPR. I'm going to play the opening cut for her record. It's called Blood on Your Boot Heels.
No matter where I turn, I got the carrots load. With shoes shining, brother thinks I'm so naive. Looking at me thinking I got something hidden up my sleeve. No sweetie, I'm cool as can be. I got no money, but I'm always feeling free, free, free. So what you think you're doing? Who you think you are? Drinking bottles of whiskey, smoking Cuban cigars. Think if you act like a man, you can alter this wheel. You can make it in this world without that blood on your boot heels.
to stand at the windows, wondering who's a coming down my gate. Hate, take a sad love, tie your boots up and then get your ass in line. We'll see them swimming skies above. It's a wonder that I'll ever see the light of day with people like you walking on the street. If police were police, and then I probably wouldn't have to follow him every step of his feet. They look me in the eye, yeah, they look me in the face, and they reveal my fate. Say my name, raise your name, son, grab your gun and run. All you got, no appeal. You can make it in this world without that blood.
Caroline Rose, Blood on Your Boot Heels, I think a little bit of a look at this world, this violent world that we live in, and a way to make it in this world without violence. I also think it's a nod to these boots are made for walking. I don't think that got lost on me.
I love the groove in that.
Isn't it? She's really good. Caroline Rose, the record is called I Will Not Be Afraid. And so what you going to do now?
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take us on a journey down memory lane. Let's go back to the earliest days of the show. Let's say it's roughly 2002, and an artist that he was completely new at the time. Never heard of this guy. Never put out a record before. Damien Rice, an artist whose own music shares a lot of the same elements of Americana, Irish folk. He's Irish. He put out
storytelling.
Great storyteller. And back in 2002, he put out a record called Oh. It was his debut album. We fell in love with it. The guy was amazing. And at some point, Damien Rice said, you know, I really only wanted to put out the one record. That's all I ever wanted to do. I just had this one record, wanted to put it out. But at his label's urging, about 4 years later in 2006, he put out a follow-up called Nine. And he refused to give any interviews about it. And he's like, you know, look, honestly, given my druthers, I probably would have cuddled, you know, half the songs or more off that record. He really didn't. Admitted he didn't put his best effort into it. But now, 8 years later...
He's broke. He needs some money, and he's come begging for it.
Like, hey, I got to eat too, you know. So he is back with a record that I have heard, and I can say he absolutely put everything into it. It is just incredible. It's called My Favorite Faded Fantasy from Damien Rice, and the song I want to play is called I Don't Want to Change You.
Wherever you are, know that I adore you. No matter how far, well, I can go before you.
And if ever you need someone, well, not that you need helping, but if ever you want someone, well, know that I am willing. Oh, and I don't want to change you, I don't want to change you, I don't want to change your mind. I just came across a manger out among the danger somewhere in a stranger's eyes. Wherever you go, well, I can always follow. I can feed this real slow. If it's a lot to swallow, if you just wanna be alone, well, I can wait without waiting. If you want me to let this go, well, I am more than willing. Oh, 'cause I
It's one of the quieter moments on this new record from Damien Rice, the record, my favorite, Faded Fantasy.
He doesn't rock out, though.
He gets pretty big and loud. This record, it only has 8 songs on it, but some of them are pretty epic, you know, 8-9 minutes long. Wow. And I just, you know, honestly, I put the record on sort of in the background thinking, I'll just kind of pay attention to it while I'm getting some work done and see if, you know, how good this record is. And it is so amazing. It made me stop everything I was doing and just listen. It's just incredible. I can't believe it. Who puts out one record, then kind of, you know, here's a few more things. I don't want to do anymore. It's just my one record. record. That's it. And then all these years later comes back and says, there's just one more, just one more thing. It's been bothering me. I want to share these extra songs with you. And they're so good. It's so good. Rick Rubin produced the record. It is out November 11th. You should check out the title track. The title track was released a while back. My favorite Faded Fantasy. It's the opening cut. And it is a mind blower.
It's really exciting. I have another great songwriter. It's Mr. Leonard Cohen.
Oh, wow.
You know,
I hear he writes a pretty good song.
He does. I love the title of his new record. It's called Popular Problems. Leonard Cohen is, how do you even begin to describe Mr. Leonard Cohen?
I would say first and foremost, he is a poet.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a poet.
He's a poet with a golden voice. Right. Yeah. So Leonard Cohen yesterday turned 80.
Wow.
Right? In his 47-ish years of recording, he's made 13 records, which is not a lot of records, right?
Ty Siegel put that out last year. He's 27.
Saying. Maybe they should do something together.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? That would be so great.
And the title of the song, called Slow, is completely appropriate for Cohen. It's got his philosophy, which you'll hear in the song. He often writes fairly erotic songs and songs that deal with love and passion, and that's there. But there's also playful words, and you can take the song different ways. It's just classic Leonard Cohen. Here it is, the opening cut to his new record, which is a fabulous title called Popular Problems. This song's called Slow.
I'm slowing down the tune, I never liked it fast. You wanna get there soon, I wanna get there last. It's not because I'm old, it's not the life I led. I always liked it slow, that's what my mama said. I'm lacing up my shoe, but I don't want to run. I'll get there when I do, don't need no starting gun. It's not because I'm old, and it's not what dying does. I always liked it slow, slow is in my blood. I always liked it slow, last. It's not because I'm old, it's not because I'm dead. I always liked it slow, that's what my mama said. All your moves are swift, turn to date. Let me catch my breath, I thought we had all night. I like to take my time, I like to linger as it flies. A weekend on your lips, a lifetime in your eyes.
I always liked it slow, I never liked it fast. With you it's got to go, with me it's got to last. It's not because I'm old, it's not the life I led. I always liked it slow, that's what my mama said. I'm slowing down the tune, I never loved it fast. You wanna get there soon, let me go. You're wanted back in town, in case they wanna know. I'm just trying to slow it down.
There is only one Leonard Cohen.
Absolutely. A weekend on your lips, a lifetime in your eyes.
Wow. That's what I'm saying, man. He's a poet. He's a poet.
And truthfully, not all the music's not always the best music on planet Earth, you know.
But
he knows how to support his words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I think he is actually, he can write a pretty remarkable melody, too. You take a song like Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I think that some people who listen to his music can't get past just how deeply resonant his voice is and how bassy it is, and they don't hear some of those melodies for as beautiful as they are. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I wonder if someone, let's say who's younger, I was looking at our intern, Susanna. It's a $4 question, because I don't have a lot of money in my wallet. Have you heard Leonard Cohen much before?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, some people haven't. But I'm wondering, how much Leonard Cohen have you honestly heard? It's okay to not have heard, but three
songs.
It's
okay. Don't be shy. Yeah. Just no, come here. It's okay. Yeah, yeah. You're safe here.
I guess what I'm getting at is, can you be a full-fledged fan of this guy, as old as he is, and come to him without having a deep history of what he's done by, like, listening to a song like that?
Probably not.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. That's no fault to anyone. I do think he's an acquired taste. Mm. I'm not sure that how he connects with anyone having not heard him.
I think it's the cover songs. People find him through the other artists covering his work.
Yeah. I think half the people who cover Hallelujah probably don't know that he wrote it.
Or certainly half of the people who heard the song and loved it after seeing it in Shrek or something like
right.
that.
Didn't Shrek write that?
Yeah. That is totally a Shrek song.
Speaking of Shrek.
Speaking of ogres.
We have Walking in the Door. Lars Godridge. Thanks, Susanna.
Curator of our Vikings Choice music on our blog. Frequent contributor.
Internet /
makes our website
Lars Godridge
work and people know about it.
He's here to tell us just about just a little itty bitty astronaut.
Oh, we like these guys.
It's all 2 inches, all astronaut.
All the time.
2 inches of astronaut. 2 inches of pure astronaut. Tell us about 2-inch astronaut.
2-inch astronaut is local to us here in Washington, D.C.
That's why I see him so much.
Yeah, they play around. Well, they're kind of, they're suburb local. You know, I can't call them kids anymore because they're not kids anymore. But
we just played Leonard Cohen and he's 80, so okay. We'll call him kids.
Fair enough. But I guess this is considered their second album called Foul Brood. I love at least their more nationally distributed first record because it was kind of goofy, kind of reminded me of early Dismemberment Plan and Jawbox and. But this new one, I saw 2-inch Astronaut play recently at a house show here in D.C. They just played all new songs, and it was much moodier, more melodic. They're not less goofy, but they're not, like, winking at you as much as maybe they used to. And so I kind of like the, for lack of a better word,
maturation.
They're a little bit less reliant on their influences, and they're just trying to carve out their own thing. So I wanted to play the title track and the first cut from their new album, Foul Brood.
Thank you.
That was really different. I liked it.
Feels very 90s. Something in the melodies felt very 90s to me.
And that's where they're coming from. I've been following a lot of these bands that follow this rabbit hole of, you know, the loud guitar, but heavy melodies and things like that from the 90s. And you know, Speedy Ortiz is another one of them, and Pyle. And also the label that put out this two-inch astronaut record, Exploding in Sound Records. This is kind of their wheelhouse. They love this era of music. But the nice common denominator among all the bands that Exploding in Sound puts out is that they're recognizing that there's still a lot to mine from this era. It's just not copying sounds. It's like, what else can we pull out from it? And Two Inch Astronaut are, I think, figuring that out for themselves.
Great. Nice to hear this band again. Thanks, Lars.
Yeah, that comes out November 25th.
Fine by me. You mine the 90s all you want.
What are you going to do? You're going to play a 90s song.
Best decade ever. I am going to play a group. I'll take us out on a band that started 25 years ago.
Are we going to have this show, Best Decade Ever?
We should. It was the 90s.
No. I mean, a show that asks people.
It was the 90s. Do you know the band Medicine? This is a group that Brad Lehner started back in Los Angeles, like almost 25 years ago, in 1990. They put out a handful of records, then broke up in 1995, took a long break, and they're back now with a new record called Home Everywhere. The music is very, if I had to describe it to someone, I'd say it's sort of the Beatles.
You have to, it's your job.
Oh, that's right. I do, in fact, have to do that.
That is your actual job.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got it. It's the Beatles meets My Bloody Valentine. It is. It has these sort of sweet harmonies and melodies, and then this just completely decimated wash of noise behind it all. The three people who are in this band, Brad Lehner, Elizabeth Thompson, and Jim Goodall, they call themselves Lifer Music Weirdos. Would you? It's good to know who you are and where you're coming from. I'm a lifer weirdo. Are you a lifer weirdo, Bob?
Yeah, I'll let you answer that.
You're definitely a lifer music weirdo. Anyway, Home Everywhere.
Everybody in this room.
It's basically the entire fourth floor
yes.
Over there on the going, not including, no, pretty much everybody on every floor here.
Even the people who write the code.
Yeah, lifer weirdos. This is Medicine. The song is Move Along Down the Road, and it's from the record Home Everywhere, out October 28th.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob. I will say strap yourself in for this one.
Okay.
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Cheers. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.